This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
I feel reborn.
Reborn?
Yeah.
Why? What? How so? Why?
I don't know. I just feel like the end of the winter is in sight.
Yeah.
And I feel like this spring's really going to be something for old Timmy.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, and I have no...
Weather-wise, or you got things planned?
I don't have no specific plans. I just have a feeling. There's a vibe. There's something in the air.
Yeah, there's. It only occurred to me though that we're recording this on Valentine's Day.
Yes, it's very romantic.
It is. Don't knock any of these candles over, Tim. Yeah. This place will go up like a tinderbox.
We're recording in a very small Italian restaurant in Little Italy. we're at a small circular table with a white tablecloth and. Too many candles.
Yeah, it's dangerous, especially with this tablecloth.
A bottle of red.
Bottle of white.
No, just bottle of red.
Yeah, I mean, two bottles of wine.
Yeah,
come
exactly.
On.
Mixing
colors
like that.
Yeah, what's he doing? Ordering two. Is that a thing? Do you do like maybe like, white with the starters? We're having fish as a starter.
Yeah, and the appetizer.
And then as a red with the entree.
Yeah, maybe.
Or maybe the red's a dessert wine, a sherry or something.
Yeah, maybe it's all three.
Yeah. I mean, it's also Billy Joel. Like, he's like,
he's always drinking wine.
Yeah. He says to the waiter, a bottle of red, a bottle of white, and whatever she wants.
And then it'll be like, I know, immediately go out to the valet and be like, see you guys later.
Give me my car keys. I'm fine. Yeah, it's
he likes wine. And
he likes wine.
Driving into houses.
Right, while he may or may not be drunk. Billy Joel, a great man.
A great man. Yeah. I got to go see Billy Joel one of these days.
Yeah, we keep talking about we have to go see. Billy Joel plays every month in our city. The only city in the world that he plays in, at least reliably, he plays a few one-off
shows. Yeah, he'll go
nowadays.
He'll go off to Fenway Park and be like, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should definitely go there, but I don't know. He's played like, 38 months in a row or something, or even more than
that,
right?
No, I think more.
It's like 70 or
something. Yeah, he's been doing this for years now.
Yeah. Well, we never did.
I mean, we have the eternal conundrum, I think, of like buying tickets when they go on sale. But when they go on sale, it's a long, like at least 6 months before the show, right? And like neither of us, you don't even know what you're doing in the spring, so let alone the summer.
Well, I'd have real Cracker Jack plans for the spring, Tom, if I had Billy Joel tickets for like April.
Yeah. Or, well, what we really need to do, and we've talked about this, but what we really need to do is like look up when the next Billy Joel show is. Go to Madison Square Garden and buy tickets on StubHub, 5 minutes before the show starts. Or 5 minutes after the show starts.
I think the last time we discussed this on the show, it was a similar situation. There's a Billy Joel show at Madison Square Garden tonight. And like now would be the perfect time for us.
Yeah.
We're recording this at 8:10 p.m.
Should we just stop and go hightail it to the garden?
We'll get there by 8:45.
Yeah.
I'm sure he takes the stage at 9.
It could work out so well. I mean, don't look up how much tickets are because like if they're cheap, then screw. We'll put on a best of. We'll be back next week.
Boy, We really screwed ourselves on this one. The other thing about going to see Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden, we have a couple...
As somebody who's never been.
Yeah. Or the thing that's been keeping me from going, because it's going to... Look, we're going to have to pay a pretty penny for this.
Right.
This
even if we get a good deal on tickets, it's still going to be expensive.
Yeah. Probably worth it. I haven't seen him since the River of Dreams tour, but I think it'll still be worth it. We have friends that went, but they sat in a skybox.
Yeah.
They got like tickets, and now it's like, well, I can't do anything less than a skybox, a luxury box at the Billy Joel concert.
Would you rather a luxury box or like front row?
I'd rather front row, but I'd rather a luxury box to second row, because I don't want to see any other fans.
Oh, yeah. Especially
I don't
want to
be
Joel
behind
fans.
Anybody.
Yeah. Do you think at Billy Joel concerts that that's like the most drunk show at Madison Square Garden?
Everybody just coming off the Long Island Railroad.
Yeah, the you know, down in a case of whatever, what have you.
Probably a bottle of red and a bottle of white.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, you know, everybody stumbles out of the Long Island Railroad. It's probably 90% Long Island, 10% Jersey. I don't know. Look, I like Billy Joel.
Me too. I love him.
Yeah. We have a complicated relationship with Billy Joel,
yeah.
I feel like.
I mean,
as every Long Islander with a sense of taste has.
Right. And you know what? I feel, you know who would be perfect to write a song about that would be Billy Joel. I think Billy Joel could write like a very good song. He doesn't write new music, but he could write a very good song about like how complicated Billy Joel is for people that live on, not everybody, some people, you know, some people flat out hate him. Some people unabashedly love him. We are.
And I'm going to see the man who plays the piano, but I don't like a lot of his songs.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, so you're saying he could just make a parody of an Elton John song?
What do you mean?
Is that an Elton John song?
No, I'm just, I mean, I'm flattered that you think that a melody that
it's
I came
a Tim
up.
Original.
Yeah.
Huh.
And that was more Stranger era Joel I was
the
going
Stranger.
For. Yeah. Come on. We know we're talking
the
about.
The Stranger, a.k.a. Billy Joel.
Mm. Tom, what are we talking about this week?
This week we're talking about a place you might know from your community. No, not the firehouse.
What no. about the Village Hall?
No, not the Village Hall. No, not the elementary school.
The gazebo?
Tim, not every community has a gazebo.
Many communities
a
have gazebos.
A lot of communities have gazebos. Not as many as you would think, though, I imagine.
A memorial bench?
Yes, you got it. This week's episode is about the memorial bench.
Man, if I got a memorial bench for someone, if I ever saw anybody sitting on that bench, I'd be like, get up.
Oh, if you got it for somebody, not if you bought it for yourself.
Yeah, I guess you can't. Is that in the bylaws? Like, if I go in,
is that
like,
in the Bible?
It'd be like, hey, I'd like to purchase a memorial bench for myself. Would they be like, sir, you can't do that? But if I'm like, look, I'll pay the $600.
You know what? I bet what they would. The point of contention would probably be, we can't have a bench that says in honor of Tim. It's going to have to say, like, sponsored by Tim.
Why not?
Or adopted by Tim.
But why can't I?
Hey, look.
Why
bring it up. That's why you can't fight City Hall, Tim.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
I plan on
I mean,
fighting
I think that would probably just be like a tactic. And
what about
like,
in memory of Tim?
No, I think.
Well, I don't live. Like, if I'm going to go back to our hometown and get a memorial bench.
Yeah.
I don't live there, so
yeah,
a lot of people
so you
will be
want
like,
people to just remember you.
Yeah, remember Tim?
Yeah.
I mean, he's back once in a while, Thanksgiving,
yeah.
Christmas.
Yeah, he'll be back at Thanksgiving, but this bench is in memory of him.
Yeah, if you're ever jonesing for a Tim fix, come down to the bench and reminisce.
Well, I don't think that's how it works. I think it's more like people wouldn't be thinking about you, and then they would walk by the bench, and they'd be like, oh, yeah, in memory of Tim, I remember Tim.
Yeah, either that, or they'd be like, I sure miss Tim. Let me sit on his bench.
No, I don't think that's how it works.
And that will focus my thoughts on my pleasant memories of Tim.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's how a memory of bench for a person who's currently alive would work.
I don't know. I think we're breaking new ground here.
Yeah, you're describing more of like a shrine or something. Like you think?
I mean, that's going. My picture won't be on it, but maybe I'll put my picture on it.
Oh, that's going to cost extra. They're not going to let you do that for free.
Fine. Look, Tom.
Would it be your picture, or would it be like a
etching,
like a bronze embossed thing? Yeah, or an etching or something like that.
Maybe, and an eternal flame
that never goes out.
Yeah,
has that flame? That flame hasn't really been on the whole time, has it?
There's fuel.
Yeah, I know, but even still.
They just for what?
For Kennedy.
Yeah. They hooked up a mechanism. He was the president.
No, but I'm saying, like, even with the mechanism, like, you wouldn't hear about it. You know, it wouldn't be like.
On a particularly windy day.
Tonight on the news. Yeah, the flame went out for a minute. Now we bring you exclusive footage of this, serviceman desperately trying to relight it.
Yeah, no, I think the Washington Post has a correspondent. It's just for the last 40 years.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying.
I'm on the eternal flame beat.
Yeah, just waiting for that flame to go out. That's going to be the next day's headline. Nation lies. Flame went out. Eternal flame? No.
Wow, what a pithy headline.
Oh, truth dies in the darkness, Tim. You got sometimes you got to get right to the point.
Eternal flame. Ellipses there?
No, just straight. But no, the actual headline would be Nation Lies.
Ah.
Because it would be on all of us, you know, because all of us.
We've all been keeping up this line.
We were like, yeah, we're gonna make an eternal flame as a nation.
I wasn't around when I was.
I mean, I'm a year older than you. I wasn't around when Kennedy was buried either. But you know what?
Wasn't like starting the day he was buried. There were other things on people's minds, right? They were like. All right, you swear in LBJ. You figure out what we're going to do about the Russians.
Yeah.
You figure out who killed this guy, Kennedy.
Yeah.
And
when you find the guy, make sure nobody kills him.
Yeah.
Before we can talk to him.
Yeah, and then that got all sorts of complicated. But then they're like, and you dream up a mechanism so we could have a fire that'll be there forever.
Yeah, but it was probably pretty quickly after that they came up with that idea.
Yeah, but like, it doesn't ever seem like a good time.
What do you mean?
To like do that. There's always more.
I bet it's the kind of thing that like they
more pressing matters.
Yeah, but I bet it's the kind of thing that like somebody was spitballing right after because they were like, oh man, like has any other president been Abraham Lincoln.
Have any other presidents been assassinated?
Yeah,
it's
just Lincoln and Kennedy, though, right? Who else?
Garfield?
The cat? He wasn't even the president, Tim. And he wasn't assassinated. He was murdered.
There were... What?
You've done some research during the break.
Yeah, it was McKinley, too. I wasn't sure about McKinley or if he was shot and survived. But,
so McKinley, Garfield, Kennedy,
and Lincoln.
Yeah, that's a
four presidents.
Yeah, that's a real piss poor batting average, huh?
Yeah,
like
for the assassins or for the presidents?
No, for the presidents. Yeah. You know what? That's almost a tenth.
Yeah, a little less than a tenth. More
maybe
than a tenth.
8%.
Yeah, okay.
8% of presidents have been assassinated.
I mean, what percent of the general population is murdered though?
Less than 8%, and like in any job,
and they're only president for
48 years.
But here's the thing, Tom. It's kind of a high profile position.
Yeah.
There's probably more. I'm not sure if this has been proven, but there's probably more people gunning for you when you're president.
Yeah, but
than
even
when you're just a guy walking down the street.
But even still, like if somebody offered you a job and they were like, "Hey, we got this new job. It's great." I'm required by law to let you know 8% of the people doing this have been killed. Oh, it sounds, there are a lot of accidents. No, they were murdered. those people.
The trade-off is that you're the most powerful person in the world.
Yeah.
But is that really true?
Yeah, I still think that's true.
We're talking about libraries today.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Speaking of which, something you could probably go look up in the library.
Yeah. Or we're not talking about presidential libraries.
No, no. That's a different type of library.
Yeah.
But still also a type of library, if you think about it.
Yeah. It's right there in the name, Tom.
Yeah.
Libraries, you might have one in your own community there.
Yep. That's how we started talking about benches.
Yeah. Ah, back to the bench, though.
Some libraries have memorial benches right outside.
I know. That's what I'm gunning for, Tom. That's what I got my heart set on.
I mean, that's where you want to be. That's more high traffic than a park.
Yeah. I mean,
they probably charge accordingly.
I don't know. It depends on the layout. Some libraries are probably right adjacent to a community park.
That's a nice library if it is, huh?
Yeah.
Real tranquil if you can go to the library where you have to be quiet. And the park where you should be quiet.
Yeah. But guess what? You get a book out of the library, go straight to the park, read it on
you can read it out loud.
Tim Memorial Bench. Maybe I'll come by, shake your hand. I would also, if I had a bench for people to remember me.
You'd come by and surprise people.
Yeah, I'd come by a lot more.
You'd come by, come up behind them, put your hands over their eyes, and guess who?
I'll do the Bill Murray. No one will ever believe you.
Yeah. But then they'd be like, no, they will. I was sitting on your bench.
Yeah, and you're the alive guy with a memorial bench for some reason.
Yeah, and everybody knows you're here all the time, making a big deal out of this bench that you paid, like $500 to put this weird engraved picture of yourself
on. Yeah, it's probably more than $500, my friend. But I told you, money's no object.
No.
Spare no expense when it's my memorial bench. I'll have to do some sort of fundraiser for this.
A GoFundMe.
Yeah.
But we're talking about the library.
Yeah.
Tim, me and you were both in a library together recently.
Wow. Yeah. Glad you brought this up. Yeah. We walked into a library together and looked at some of the books.
Yeah.
What were we doing there?
Somebody had
to... Oh, I had to return a library
book,
actually.
Yeah, I was
going to
say. Yeah. Somebody had to return a library book. I renewed my library card
content.
While I was there.
Yeah.
We got a lot done.
A couple guys with a lot of business at the library.
Yeah. Well, we live in a great city for libraries. Would you say maybe the best city in the world for libraries? At least
I would say
the America.
Best city in the world, period.
Hey, for pizza. Absolutely. Definitely the best city in America, I think, if you're talking libraries.
Yeah. I would say... the funding of our library system in New York is a priority.
Yeah.
Even though the New York Public Library sends me fundraising emails four times a day. And also, I haven't renewed my New York City Public Library card in like 3 years. I don't even have an active membership there, and they're still like, give us money.
Yeah.
For what? And I
this
should
this guy
note,
doesn't care enough to renew his card, but he'll probably pay up.
I should note that there are different library systems in the boroughs. Right?
Well, I was going to say that I think that that's one of the best things about New York, that you can have like multiple library cards kind of.
Yeah, I have a Queens library card. I have a New York Public Library card, which is just Manhattan, or is it the Bronx?
Yeah, I think it's just
also.
Maybe.
Is there a Bronx Public Library? I don't know. I've never lived in the Bronx.
Yeah.
And I have a Brooklyn Public Library.
Illegitimately.
What do you mean?
You don't live in Brooklyn.
Yeah, but you're allowed to.
That's
the beauty of it.
Yeah. When I was renewing my card, some lady had a Kentucky ID, and you know, she handed it. She was renewing her card, and she handed it to a librarian, and I was trying to whisper to the librarian, should I call the cops?
And she's like, don't worry, Kentucky. This person doesn't know how to read.
Yeah, they're not gonna take any books out.
They'll be using the library.
So yeah, New York's great. It's got a bunch of libraries. What else about libraries?
Is that it? Is that all your notes?
No. I have a bunch of notes, but I kind of don't know where to begin.
Let's begin with my suggestions, my complaints.
For the library?
I like the library.
Did you write a personal essay for this?
My one complaint?
Uh-huh.
Too many books.
Damn.
Not really. But the floor of every library you go into.
Mm-hmm.
It's either like depressing or like old carpet, which is also depressing.
Well, in what other way could it be depressing?
I don't know. Get some hardwood floors.
No, that echoes like hell.
What do you mean? Like the linoleum isn't like the floor. Next time you go to a public library, look at the floor. It's not gonna be. It's like
it's not gonna be pretty.
Yeah, you're not gonna like what you see.
Tim, when I go to the library, I'm looking at books, not the floor. You're doing it wrong.
Well, also my other note. Uh-huh. Actually, that's it.
I mean, you're also aware that linoleum is cheaper than hardwood flooring.
Right? I know, but it would be a nicer.
It's not that they have both options available to them, and they're like, "No, we're gonna go with the linoleum."
Well, invest it. I mean, there's a lot of books in there in every library that nobody's ever reading. Get rid of those. Sell those books. Don't buy them in the first place. Spend that on upgrading your floors.
So you think? So you were serious when you said the library has too many books. You think they're wasting money on books that they could be spending on making their floors less depressing.
I don't know, Tom. I know you're big. You think they should all have Mein Kampf just because, it's not illegal.
No, I mean, I think probably a lot of libraries do have it, Tim, but I don't have an opinion about that. I don't think they should. I mean, I don't think they shouldn't. It's fine. It's not fine.
Really,
it's Mein Kampf.
You into a corner,
yeah,
here.
Jesus Christ. I've never complained about it. I mean, I have complained about it. It's bad.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
I thought you were going to say that I think there should be a pornography section.
No. Because
I've brought that. I've put that in the comment box multiple times.
That they should have pornography at the library.
A pornography section. Yeah. Like a. You know, like
you have to walk through beads.
Yeah, you have to walk
it.
Through some hanging beads. You know, yeah. To keep the kids. Don't put it by the kids section, of course. But
yeah, put it on the whole other side of the library.
Yeah,
I'm not in favor of this.
Well, I didn't know you hated free speech so much.
Tom, look, I know we were alive at the time, but before the internet,
yeah,
libraries must have been like friggin' popping.
I mean, I remember libraries before the internet. They weren't necessarily popping. Like,
I was there all the time, but I was a kid. I was like, give me another Seuss.
Yeah.
Hey, another Encyclopedia Brown for this guy.
Actually, I do remember like going to the library as a kid after my parents would come home from work.
Mm-hmm.
And like sometimes like it would be like after work. Like, either right before or right after dinner, it would be like, oh, let's go.
Happy hour.
Let's go to the library. And the library would be very crowded.
Yeah.
There would be a lot of people, I guess, like, getting off of work. Like, yeah, you know, let me see if they took my suggestion and put in that pornography section.
But what about this, Tom? Yeah. Cookbooks and atlases. All this stuff that we have
not
at
everything.
Our fingertips.
Oh, yeah, but.
Or planning a trip. Like, you have to, like, go and be like, okay, let's research what we can do in certain cities and
absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, you remember, you know, as a kid, like, before the internet, having to write papers and shit. And it was just like, well, you gotta go to the library and, like, boy, hopefully the thing you have to write about, the two books they have about it aren't already taken out.
By some other kid doing
the
same
report.
Yeah,
by some other kid doing the exact same report. Oh, God, how many times did that happen?
Oh, the goddamn time. At some point, they had to be like...
wait until the last minute.
Yeah, at some point, the library had to be like, okay, we know that like a bunch of kids have to write this report. You're not allowed to take these out.
You can't check it out. Yeah, you got to read it in the library.
Or make copies. 5 cents a copy. Highway robbery.
Yeah. And just flouting copyright, making those copies. I would sell those copies outside the library.
Yeah, I would just methodically photocopy every page of every book in there, and then just go out and hawk them on the street.
I remember going to the library because the library was like the most reliable place with a photocopy machine. And I remember going there just to make photocopies, not even, you know, of things I had. My butt, for example.
Really?
Yeah.
Like in...
Yeah, just like in a, you know,
they
like
were in a pretty
conspicuous
Christmas place.
Yeah, they were right up front, right in front of the desk, but, you know, boys will be boys.
Yeah.
No, but you can make copies there, and that was like a big deal.
Yeah.
Because if you went... There were other places that had copy. All this makes us sound like we're fucking ancient.
Yeah.
But there are other places that had copy machines, but they were always like, it's behind the counter and we have like a minimum. And
yeah.
Like, we'll tell you how much it is after you make the copies. It was coin operated.
Yeah. You found an interesting feather on the ground? Hey, go photocopy it. It's only 5 cents. It'll only cost you a nickel.
And then later, you want to, tell you what, we can upsell you to a color photocopy of that if you'd like. It's going to cost you, though.
I remember when they had the color copier installed at the library, and I was just like, they've gone too far. The library's jumped the shark at this point.
This is too much. Who needs this kind of extravagance?
Yeah, upgrade the floors, not the copy machines, is what I say. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tom?
Yes.
What's your social battery like right now?
Beep.
Oh.
Boo.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Tom, I'll tell you from my perspective, since you're avoiding the question.
Uh-huh.
My social battery feels a little drained right now.
That was what that second sound was.
But
I had to do the going up to show you the going
down. You gotta go up to get down.
That's what my first single's about.
It's weird. I feel kind of drained socially, even though you can attest I don't do much socially.
Yeah, and you enjoy social things, but
I do,
but
and
it drains you.
Yeah, I don't know. It can be very easy to ignore our social battery, which is kind of what I'm doing right now, and spread ourselves thin, or just not know, kind of like, you know, where the optimal socialization is for
you.
You
want to be a shut-in, but you can't be a party animal.
Yeah. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Mm-hmm. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. I don't know. Maybe you need a little bit of both. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Tom, we are, as everybody knows, very pro-therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
Anybody can benefit from therapy. It's not just for people, you know, dealing with trauma.
Yeah, or going through tough times.
Yeah, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and setting boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, Tom. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, like you, Tom. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/completeguide today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/completeguide.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital.
Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Back to the library talk. We just had an extended conversation about this new laser printer I bought.
It was the most boring conversation I've ever had in my life, but I was riveted the entire time.
Yeah, like, God, we're...
Jesus, we gotta...
Put
me in a home.
Or put some spice in our lives.
So, Tom, the kids section at the library, when I was a kid, it was awesome. They had all different kinds of books.
Yeah,
and I was just running around. You could take out whatever books you wanted.
Uh-huh.
You read them there. You bring them home.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whenever I go to a library, the kids section just looks like mayhem. It's just like a bunch of kids like screaming and stuff. It's like... Where is the librarian in all of this?
Yeah, even as a kid, it was like, well, the kids section, like, the rules are a little bit laxer, but it was, you know, you were still constantly being told, like, hey, you gotta be quiet. Because most libraries are pretty open floor plans.
Yeah. I don't like a library that's like, different rooms. You know what I mean? Where, like, there's, like, doorways and stuff.
I don't know if I've been to too many libraries.
Like smaller like town ones where it's been like, this is not a library, but the floors are all right.
This is just a bunch of rooms. Tim, the library, you know, isn't just for books.
It's not just for bookworms.
Well, it is just for bookworms, but you can go there and take out other things. Do you know that? So like when we were kids, I remember it being a big deal when they got videotapes.
Yeah, VHS, baby.
Yeah.
Man, this is just an old man cast.
It's just like, yeah, remember when? Yeah. Welcome to the pilot episode of our new show, Remember It? Remember When? With two old shits. Yeah. Two boring old men. But I remember when they started having videotapes. And I think for my parents, like, they eventually caught on of, like, why are we taking our kids to the freaking video store where it costs money to rent videos when, like, we can take them here? They watch the same dumb shit over and over anyway. And if we just tell them, like, oh, hey, we're going to go to the library, you can take out a video. Like, in my mind, there was no distinction between the two. I was never like, nah, Mom, the library doesn't have new releases.
Oh, see, I was the opposite.
Really?
And I was happy that we were not a library video family. We were a Blockbuster. We were Golden Video and then Blockbuster.
I mean, we had that I'm talking more about Golden Video era. Like, once I was old enough to like movies that were coming out, you know, like when you're like 11 or 12 and it's like, no, I want to see
Adam's Family Values.
Yeah, things like that. Oh, yeah. Then we were at Blockbuster. But before then, when I would go there and just take out like Disney movies or whatever, it was like, oh, yeah, well, you can just go to the library and you can rent Penn and Teller Are Dead for the 12th time. Like, I would just find weird things. I was like, I like this. I'll take it out.
Yeah.
You can only have two out at a time, was it?
I don't remember. I wasn't a library VHS family.
I mean, we completely eschewed books. we just took out the videos. That was when we got library cards.
Similarly, I was never too interested in the compact disc section. I assumed it was all classical, and then one time I was like, Blues Traveler's here.
Wow, this library's cool. I remember constantly falling into the library CD trap, because when we were young, God, this stinks. This whole thing stinks.
Yeah, we got to call this off. We still got time to make it to the Billy Joel show.
Oh, I wish. But
man, let's do Doves on Valentine's Day. Getting hammered at the Billy Joel show.
Yeah, like, this This is way less pathetic than talking about old times at the library. No, I remember it constantly. So when I got my first CD player, freaking CDs were like $22. And that was, in, you know, at the time, like in today's,
that's like,
with inflation, it was who knows how much. Like $22 is an insane price for a CD now. But yeah, it was even more insane back then. So I had like two CDs.
The Wayne's World soundtrack? Oh, that was the one I had.
No, I only had that on tape, unfortunately.
I had it on CD. It was pretty great.
I think I had the Wayne's World 2 soundtrack on CD.
It's all right.
Well, as at that age, you know, we weren't baby boomers that it was like, we can upgrade. When a new format comes out, we'll upgrade. It was like, nah, I already have Wayne's World on tape.
Yeah.
That's the only copy I'll own. But I would constantly go to the CD section like, oh, man, CDs that I can lend, that they'll lend me, that I can just take out of here. But yeah, it was classical music, which I would take out just like classical CDs just because it was like, that's another CD. Like meditation CDs, like relaxation CDs.
Really? As a kid, you were getting like relaxation CDs?
It was just like...
This is something to...
It was, hey, it didn't cost anything, so it was like, might as well take this out.
Free content, baby.
Yeah, and take it for a spin.
Man.
This is back before content was king.
Yeah.
Another complaint I had about the library back then was that you couldn't take out magazines. You had to read the magazines there.
Yeah, but that makes sense.
It does, because they're not going to stand up to a lot of... And also, that's, you know, that content goes stale quickly.
Yeah.
So it's like, if we let this out to somebody for a week, well, four people get to read this magazine the month it comes out.
The magazines also had like an unwieldy plastic cover on them.
Yeah, big plastic cover.
Yeah.
But hey, it worked.
Made it hard to see, keep the page open to the swimsuit model you wanted to see.
Yeah, that was a big... big magazine, the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Do they still do that?
Sports Illustrated? Yeah, of course.
The swimsuit issue?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I assume so. I
haven't
heard
otherwise.
Seems
like that's got nothing to do with sports, though.
I think once in a while they have an athlete.
Gabby Reese or like somebody who isn't 70 now?
Yeah. I think that's what they do, is just once in a while they'll also be like, hey, and like check out this like Olympian who's also very attractive.
Yeah, but is that enough to support in this day and age a sports magazine just being like, ogle these ladies?
I mean, they haven't gone out of business yet.
Yeah.
I don't think it's probably...
Despite my protests.
I don't think it's probably as...
Me and the other prudes are always picketing outside the Sports Illustrated.
Outside the library. Yeah. Trying to get them not to carry it.
I know that libraries like unsubscribed from Sports Illustrated because of that. I remember reading...
I think there was like one issue in particular or something that... Like they were pushing the boundaries of what they could get away with nudity wise.
Yeah.
I think it was that one where they were like, hey, check this out. These bikinis have been painted on.
I remember that year.
Yeah. Because that was a big deal. It's like, what? Well, if you're painting on a bikini, then that means they're naked.
Yeah. It's a loop. They
gotta get down to the library.
Yeah. But bad news. The library, canceled their subscription and wrote to Sports Illustrated about it.
Yeah. But I imagine, like, I'm sure it's not like the old days where when the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue would come out, that issue outsold the normal rate by, you know, like 20 times or whatever. I'm sure it's like, nah, it's about the same. Like, we just have people that subscribe because they like to read articles about sports.
Right. The library also has things, Tom. Mm-hmm. You can get a lot of information about services and stuff.
Tim.
I feel like...
Are you doing this as a public service?
This is what I want to say.
If you don't have something interesting to say, you can just be quiet. You don't have to just...
this is what I want to say. They also have computers for people who don't have computer
access. To a computer, yeah.
The computer etiquette.
My dog is leaving. She's bored.
Yeah, I know. Why did we do this episode?
I don't know. We're very tired.
The computer etiquette at my local library is atrocious.
How so?
I had to go. I don't have a fancy laser printer like you do, Tom. So I had to go print like concert tickets there or something because I was too cheap to do it at Kinko's, and I don't trust getting into tickets on my phone.
All right. another freaking old man. Thing
yep.
To say.
Uh-huh. And here's coup de grace. Nobody was following the rules of who got to use the computer next.
Sounds like they were just all taking advantage of the dumb old man who.
Yeah, I mean it was older people.
Yeah.
That were doing it.
Good for them.
And this one guy had two different jackets on chairs. Come on, man. There's only three chairs here. You're taking up all of them.
How do you have two jackets?
He had two jackets. He was an old crazy man.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I was gonna say he could have said something, but he couldn't have if it was an obvious crazy person, which. Which you'll find in spades in the libraries, at least in New York.
Yeah, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, better in the library than on the streets.
Yeah, exactly. But the library closes. You know what I mean? Then they gotta go somewhere else. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not talking about, like, people that are there because they have nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe they have nowhere else to go, but.
You ever take classes at the library? Maybe we can go and learn about like computers.
Yeah, no, not in a very long time. So I used to, when I first started writing, I would go to the Brooklyn Central Library, like the
when you started your book writing career.
Yes.
So this was what, like 5 or 6 years ago?
Yeah, this is 2013. Because I had been laid off from my job and had nowhere to be ever. So I was like, well, I need to like get out of the house. I need to go somewhere. So I go to the central branch of the Brooklyn, which is, you know, the hub of the Brooklyn Public Library, which I'm lucky enough to live within walking distance of. And that, boy, you'll see that on television shows sometimes or movies.
Like Quantico.
Quantum Leap, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the show you meant.
Yeah, Quantum Leap.
Beautiful, huge library. But I would go there to work, and I would like see a great thing that they have. That they have like a room with just desks, and it's like and Wi-Fi, and you could just go there and you can sit down and work. And they have like a little cafe. I never really bought anything there, but you could. My point being, sometimes
Jesus Christ,
sometimes I would watch classes go on, but I wouldn't participate in the.
What
classes.
Kind of classes? Aerobic classes? You
no,
pervert?
Not boy. I wish. Not aerobic classes. Intro to computers for even older fucks than us.
When I was a kid, I went to a magic class. You could learn how to do magic tricks.
I went to a magic show at the library once. It wasn't a class.
Oh, I learned how to do a few tricks, Tom.
This guy made somebody levitate. To this day, I don't know how he did it.
Wires. Smoke and mirrors.
No, because look, the library's not going to let you hang wires. They're not going to let some magician come in and start hanging wires.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like the library is just kind of like, there's a folding table over there.
Yeah.
You have 5 minutes to set up, and you're going to be under these harsh fluorescent lights.
What do you call the cards? Because I'm tempted to call them library cards, but they're not. The cards that go in the sleeve that they punch the date you got to return the book by.
Oh, they don't do that anymore, Tom.
What? I go to the library. I use the library, but I don't take books
out.
It's
all computerized, baby.
Yeah, but what do they call those? The cards.
Return cards. I don't know.
Man, they're not return.
Date cards?
No, they have a name. Who knows, though?
I mean, a lot of libraries, Tom, didn't even have those cards. They stamped right in the book.
What? That's... disgusting. What if the book gets taken out more times than they've got room to stamp?
They burn it and buy a new one.
One time, I misunderstood. I think it's like a very early memory, like a class field trip to the library. So it was the first time I was at the library without a parent to help me.
Whoa.
And I misunderstood when they explained the cards, and I thought we could only take out books that already had a card in that little pocket.
Yeah. And none of them do.
And none of them do. And I couldn't find one that did, and I started crying.
Well, that's probably what I would have done.
Yeah. And then, you know, somebody like a librarian knows I was crying. They asked why, and I explained, and they're like, you dumb shit.
Yeah, librarians are so mean.
You got to find a book that doesn't have a card in it, you moron.
Yeah, you mook.
Yeah, they were like, boy, we gotta get this kid some books. He's a grade A idiot.
Yeah, and you read a lot of books, and now you're the smart man that you are today.
Smartest man alive. I remember as a young teen, speaking of the internet, the one of the first internet services I had was provided by the library. They had like a dial-up internet service.
That you could use at your home?
That you could use at your home. You're only allowed a small number of hours on it. I think, like, if you called in, it was like, well, that's it. Like, one person's connected. There were, like, two different numbers you could dial into. And it was only text-based. Jesus. Again.
Yeah, why are we talking about this?
This makes me sound so old. It was only text-based, but then I found a program that would make the... use that kind of connection, that type of connection, and turn it into like a web, you know, like an actual like web browser connection. Mm-hmm. But it took so like everything took a long time back then. But this, because it was like going through this like transformation process, it would take, it, you know, 20 minutes for a web page to load up.
I'm sorry to hear that, Tom. Yeah. This is riveting, though. Hey, what about librarians, huh? Let your hair down. Oh, you got your hair up and you're always shushing people.
Yeah. Let your
hair
down.
It'd be beautiful if you just let your hair down.
Your hair. Hey, take that pencil out of your hair. Take those glasses off. And then maybe finally everybody will see just how beautiful you are.
I think librarians are a thing that Nickelodeon, the TV channel.
Sexualized.
No, they didn't sexualize them. They put out propaganda, much like they did with with Brussels sprouts,
yeah.
Where it's like all kids hate Brussels sprouts, and then like you realize like but like the librarian was always this this
evil,
mean old
yeah.
lady that was always shushing everybody, and like this authority figure that like was like cruel for no reason,
yeah.
And just kind of like unfriendly, and then you go there and everybody was so nice.
As a kid, I never had like a bad run in with a librarian. I had like disciplined once or twice, not in like a I wasn't spanked or anything, but
nobody said
I was spanked once or twice by a librarian, but it was only because I deserved it. Yeah, I think Nickelodeon was afraid to go after teachers because they realized like, but you know, teachers, like they have unions and stuff. They could really go at, they can retaliate.
Yeah.
But it's like, most schools like probably only have like maybe one or two librarians, so we can pick on them.
Yeah.
And what are they going to do about it? They can't organize in numbers.
The school library, I was always like, don't waste my time.
Yeah, school library. It was always like a weird selection of things. The school library, now there's where you can find some real freaking out-of-date books, some real old books.
And there's some stuff written in there from previous students that are,
you get a
nice little education from those themselves.
Yeah, you find a...
Learned a lot of colorful words in there.
Yeah, and drawings.
Yeah,
yeah. The books at the school library were always in way worse condition than the regular library. I don't know if that's still the case.
Hey, write in. Please don't write about the library to us.
You know, the library has video games now.
Is that true?
It is true.
I heard a rumor that this was the case.
It's true. You can take out video games at the damn library. I alluded to this.
Rotten everybody's dang brains, if you ask me.
I had alluded to this earlier, but I use the library a lot for ebooks. You can take out
electronic
ebooks.
Electronic books.
And they'll send it right to your Kindle or
you can
read
your Kindle or your Nook.
Or your tablet. Same thing with audiobooks. You can take out audiobooks from a library.
Can I say something about audiobooks?
Uh-huh.
They're not real books.
They are real books, Tim.
It's listening to somebody read you a story.
Yeah, which is great. It's even better than reading.
Mm. What do you do with your eyes?
Yeah,
I always get distracted by things that I see when I'm listening to audiobooks.
I roll them back in my head so I don't get distracted.
Yeah.
Movies. There's this service, Canopy with a K. And it's like a regular streaming service, and you can watch stuff from the library.
Yeah, and they got a lot of stuff on there, a lot of movies and stuff. But here's the thing. They limit you to, like, what, five movies a month or
right.
something?
Yeah. Have you ever hit that limit?
I've never watched a movie there because I always scroll through them, and I'm always like,
hitting the limit.
And you get five movies a month, and I'm always like, well, I don't want to waste, like, I don't know if this is, like, the ultimate movie that is worth it.
What if I watch
waste
this?
All these.
What if I watch this movie and then next week they put up all the Police Academy movies?
Yeah, then I'm screwed. They also have a. You know what?
They also have microfiche.
Yeah, microfiche. Do they still do that?
If you're looking up like an old murder case or something.
Yeah, it's a card made of transparent film used to store printed information in a miniaturized form. And then you put it in this thing and it's a magnifier of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember using that as a kid for like, not for fun, but for like projects or whatever. You had to look up old things. I mean, it was a very inefficient method compared to what we have now.
But they have potentially longer lifespan than digital storage, Tom.
I mean, but you could just copy something like, oh, this hard drive's going to fail. Let's copy it.
How do you
it.
Know
Let's
it's going
it
to fail,
another
though.
One. And have redundancy. Have a backup.
You're redundant. Everything you ever said in your whole life is redundant.
It's fine, Tim. Then that means I'm safe. I have backups.
Tonight, we're not going to get into the Dewey Decimal System. That's
whole
other
episode.
Yeah.
What about, do we have enough time to talk about library transfers, interlibrary transfers?
God, what are we doing? Why are we doing this episode?
What about late fees? Boy, I hate those.
You know what? Late fees at the library, sometimes I'll keep a book for 6 weeks later, 6 weeks longer than I'm allowed to, just because like...
Just to show off?
Yeah, I'll be like, hey, guess what? I have $1.15. Yeah, great. Take it.
Yeah.
Well, suckers.
You're known to rack up 6 weeks worth of late fees and then go to the library with a sack full of pennies and just drop it on the desk.
I dump it on the desk.
Yeah, and say, hey, yeah.
Yeah, 115 pennies. It doesn't really take a lot.
No, they come out pretty much instantly. They stay on the desk. It's not that many.
They go, thank you. Thank you for paying for this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's fine. We accept pennies. It's legal tender.
I've been taking out a lot of books from the library, Tom. You know what?
I've been taking out a lot of pennies from the bank.
I want to stop looking at screens all the time, and that includes my Kindle.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't want to... look, you feel the pages in your hands.
Yeah, but when it's a library book, you're feeling pages that a bunch of other grimy people have.
Yeah, but guess
put
what?
Their paws all over.
That gets your immune system up. I'm the only one that didn't get sick out of our whole group of friends this winter.
Yeah.
And
you think it was due to library books?
Yeah, it was all the germs from the library books. It was all the bacteria that I got. Because also before I turn every page, I lick my finger.
Oh, I didn't even think about the people that do that. I'm never touching a library book again.
It's fine. There's more bacteria on every one of your devices because you bring them all into the bathroom.
I don't bring my devices into the bathroom.
You don't bring your phone into the
bathroom?
I bring
my phone into the bathroom. Yeah. I mean, what else am I going to do while I'm in the bathroom? Mm-hmm. But I'll bring my iPad into the bathroom. I'll bring my iPad into the bathroom because I've cracked two iPad screens.
On the toilet?
Not on the toilet, but on the bathroom tiles. They've, fallen off my lap.
You rest them on your lap?
Yeah, I do.
What
else? Just hold them?
This is a weird technique you have.
No, it's fine. Not like completely. Like, I still have a hand on them, but it's like, well, I'm gonna, you know, also use my leg to support this, so I'm not holding the whole thing up, Tim. I'm not Arnold Schwarzenegger. I can't hold an iPad up forever.
Yeah, it's true. That does take a long time.
But yeah, I have never cracked, knock on wood, an iPhone screen, but I've cracked two iPad screens the same way.
On the crap.
On the toilet, yeah.
All right, last words about libraries.
Old book section. Oh, a lot of times they have water fountains that have very cold water.
That was just at the one library that we went to as kids, Tom.
Yeah, but it always had it.
Yeah.
Very cold,
that was
delicious.
A good water fountain.
Great water fountain.
That was a great library.
Yeah, very good library. No, we grew up in a town with a great library. They would have, and there's another thing libraries do, book sales. I always like that. When they would, you know, sell off their books, presumably to upgrade the floors, but it never happened.
Yeah. Every year they'd be like, don't worry, hardwood coming next year. And I was like, nope, you didn't buy enough books at the book sale.
But you go to book sales and they weren't trying to rip you off there. The books would be so cheap.
They're looking to get rid of these books.
Yeah.
They're like, we have too many goddamn books here.
Yeah. We didn't think about this enough. We bought too many books. You might have noticed we already have a lot of books we forgot. So we bought a bunch of new books. We got to get rid of these old books. But you go there and just buy like a ton of books for like a nickel or a dime each. The nickel or a dime, you know, that you could have spent on a single photocopy. You could just get a whole book.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Look, you got to put your name on a list for new releases. That's fine. You never need to read a book right when it comes out. That book's going to be there for the rest of your life.
I'm often, this happens to me constantly, where like a new release will be coming out. I'm like, oh man, this book sounds great. You know, I like the author already or whatever, or it just sounds like it's right up my alley. So excited. And then, yeah, I'll go to get it from the library and be like, we don't have it now. And I'll immediately be like, all right, I'll read it whenever. I'll usually wind up reading that book, but like a year later, and not because it's, you know, back ordered, just like, there are other things to read.
So many other things to read. There's like thousands of books, Tom. There's like 5,000-6,000 books.
Oh, I don't know if it's to read. That many.
Yeah. Tom, do you want to solve? Hey, and that ends our salute to libraries. Thank you for listening. Tom, do you want to solve a problem?
You don't have to say it. Now people are going to turn it off. Yeah, let's solve a problem.
Well, the people know. What, you think people are rushing to turn it off?
This episode? Yeah.
Yeah, probably. We've lost them long ago.
All right, let's solve a problem.
Solve your problems. I'm Tim.
I'm Tom.
We're going to solve a problem. But if you have a problem you'd like us to solve, email us at thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com. Tom,
mm-hmm.
This problem comes to us from a lady who doesn't want us to use her name.
All right.
What shall we call her?
Let's call her Suzanne.
Suzanne. Tim, Tom.
I almost said her real name because you said her real name right before, so that was just the name in my head. But
yeah, well,
real professional said a different name.
Real smart man, Tom.
Unless Suzanne is her real name and this is all a diversion.
Yeah, because...
Subterfuged.
Tim, Tom. Tim, longtime listener, second time emailer. We probably didn't respond. We're bad at responding to emails.
I mean, we don't respond to a lot of the problems unless
yeah.
we respond
this is
in
our
this
response,
way.
Yeah.
People aren't writing in being like, oh, I want you to like write out a response to me.
No, some people are writing in and saying
sometimes
like,
they do.
Pointing out like, hey, you got this thing wrong. Oh, really? No shit. We got something wrong. We're two dumb guys talking about a different thing every week that we know nothing about. Did we get everything wrong? Maybe. Probably. Love the show. I've been listening for years. I have a problem that perhaps you can help me with. I've been dating this dude, let's call him Sherman, for a little over a year.
Hopefully that's not his real name.
He's a lovely man, intelligent, thoughtful. He's an aspiring comic and writer. He's okay, a bit formulaic and dad jokey, if you ask me, but his tenacity is admirable. I am not a stand-up, nor do I wish to be, but at the risk of sounding like a braggart, I am rather funny. I am a charming, charismatic storyteller and have people cracking up all the time, not necessarily on purpose. It's just part of my personality, I suppose. I only tell you this because it directly relates to my problem. Often, when Sherman and I are talking, he will get his phone out and make notes of my anecdotes, jokes, wording for use in his stand-up and short stories. I've told him several times that I don't like it when he steals my jokes and stories and he should come up with his own, to which he tells me that I'm not doing stand-up, so he may as well use it as material. I do not like him presenting my ideas as his own. Like I said, I am fond of him, but this Mencia bullshit is a huge turnoff. What do I do? Thanks for your show. It's my absolute favorite. Please do not use my name, Suzanne.
Dump him immediately. I don't mean to be blunt, but like, and I know that not everybody would feel the same way, but this guy sounds like a real crap head. Get rid of him, joke stealer.
Yeah, here's my thing.
All right. Here's your thing as somebody who frequently steals my jokes.
I steal other people's jokes. No, you know what? Look, if you're funny and you're not an aspiring stand-up comic, yeah, which I don't think anybody should be an aspiring stand-up comic.
Yeah, just become a stand-up comic.
Yeah, but also like,
skip the aspiring part.
Maybe we don't need more stand-up comics.
Nah, we need more. A lot of comedy clubs empty every night.
Anyway,
huh?
I say Suzanne should just embrace this. It's fine. Maybe he'll look.
Well, maybe he'll become like a big famous star off of her back, and then he'll be like, see you, Suzanne. I'm famous now.
Well,
I'm
why are you assuming
Jennifer Aniston?
Well, Jennifer Aniston isn't integral to his success.
Did you see Brad Pitt went to her 50th birthday party?
No.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Wow. Got high hopes for those two.
That they'll get back together?
Yeah.
Yeah, both single,
yeah,
I
you
think.
You know what? I actually don't care at all.
No, you care.
They seem fine. Brad Pitt's always eating an apple, and I don't like it.
What?
He's always eating. In like his shtick in movies.
Yeah,
is like,
yeah. Like, he's always I'm like, a guy eating.
I'm just eating. And I don't want to hear people friggin' chewing.
Oh, that's why you don't
even
like
even handsome
him.
Men. So anyway. Become a team. Right? Look, he needs you to be successful. Hopefully he'll be successful. And then, then you're entitled to 50% of the profits because you're writing the material and he's out there delivering it.
Well,
make your romantic relationship a business arrangement,
yeah,
as well.
That's always the best idea. Yeah. I mean, she didn't say if he's good. She said like he's dad jokey, but I'm curious if like his delivery's good.
Yeah.
If that's what's lacking, because then in your case, sure, that might be he's got great delivery. He just sucks as a writer.
Right.
I have no interest in performing, but I am a funny person.
The other thing is,
uh-huh,
if you've frequently told him, if you've told him even once,
yeah,
like, I don't want you to do this. Don't do this. And he's like, nah, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Maybe he's a jerk.
Not maybe. He is a jerk. And I was going to say, the fact that to pull the, like, well, you don't perform stand-up, so I can take this.
I'm entitled to you.
Yeah, that's horseshit. Like, it doesn't matter if she performs stand-up or not. Like, that's still... you know, if you tell me like an idea you have for a movie and I go and write a screenplay based on that idea, I can be like, well, you didn't write it.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, but it's still my idea. And this is even worse because it sounds like she's giving them willingly or whatever, fully formed jokes that he's writing down and taking.
All right. If he has good delivery and he's charismatic and you think he's got star potential.
And you guys agree to. But if he's already willing to just steal from you, then that's unscrupulous. I remember, I can't remember the situation, but I remember like cracking a joke once. Now I have another example of this, but like cracking a joke once and like somebody being like, what was that again? And like I repeated the joke. And like, it was like one of those, it was like a thing in a group.
Was it a Yo Mama joke? And they said, what did you just say about my mama?
No, it was like, you know, one of those things in a group. And I like had a funny turn of phrase or whatever. And somebody, and like everybody's laughing. And then like one person was laughing. They're like, what was that again? They had their phone out and they were like transcribing it. And I told them it. And then they're like, oh man, it's so funny. I just tweeted it. And I was like, were you out of your mind? Like, that's not yours. I said that, and you
Fuck Jerry that did that?
No, but it was like, it reminded me of that thing where it's like, you just had me repeat it so you could get the wording right, and then you tweeted it? That's your, like, no law, no court in America would convict me of murder if I killed you right now.
Well, over a tweet, I think everybody would be like, all right, calm down. And how many followers does this person have? And you're going to have to name names off mic before I rule final judgment.
I legitimately can't remember who it was. I think it was like it happened and I like severed all ties with that person after that. Everybody knows, everybody's been in this situation, everybody funny, like me, you, and Suzanne, have been in the situation of cracking, you know, being in like a group or whatever and like cracking a, you know, a joke under your breath to the person next to you and they go, and then they just repeat it at full volume.
Yeah.
Again, another like murder should be legal if somebody does that. I've been in situations like that at former jobs where like somebody did that. This name I will name for you later. Somebody did that and like got a huge like 20 people laughing at it, and I screamed like, that was mine. I said that. I'll kill you. And then everybody stopped laughing. They're like, why are you yelling? What are you
people
screaming about?
People can piece together a lot of your backstory and be like, well, I had to work at the library because I got laid off. I screamed, I'll kill you, at a coworker because he said my joke louder than I did.
Yeah, but you know what? I wouldn't change anything.
I got some advice for Suzanne.
Okay.
Start recording all your conversations with your boyfriend.
Oh, if you're not doing that already, if you're in a relationship, get on.
Yeah.
Give it the program.
Then if he gets on Stand Up Spotlight or something, he's telling your jokes. Stand Up Spotlight. If he tells your jokes, you have proof that you came up with them.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's just real. I mean, if you're funny, Suzanne, like maybe you should get up there and.
Last thing that the world needs is another stand-up comedian.
Yeah, but at the very least, you should not let your boyfriend get away with stealing him, especially when you've told him not to. Because what if like, he does get a good reaction, but he still got his like old shitty jokes in his routine too.
Oh yeah.
And then somebody's like, oh, that was really funny. He's like, oh yeah, my girlfriend wrote a lot of that. Now you're getting all the crap jokes pinned on you too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Send us your jokes. We'll do them justice.
Yeah. Oh, we're great delivery men.
I'd like to hear some of her jokes.
Yeah. Get your boyfriend's phone. Get the notes app because she doesn't write down her jokes. She just she's living
just
in the
naturally
moment.
Naturally funny, yeah.
Yeah. Get his notes though. We want to see these.
Get the notes. Send us the notes.
Yeah. And in the meantime, break up with them.
Thank you for writing in. And again, if you have a problem you'd like us to solve, email us at thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com.
If you have money. go to tcgt.com/Amazon. You can spend it on Amazon and we get some of it. You can also check out patreon.com/complete guide for our Patreon, which new and improved. Now,
yeah, we have Books the Podcast, which if you like this library show.
Yeah, you're going to love Books the Podcast, which are mini episodes, but they haven't been so mini lately.
No, they've been almost as long as these episodes.
Yeah, so check those out. Patreon.com/complete guide. You can follow the show on Facebook, facebook.com/complete guide. Follow us on Twitter @complete guide. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram @TomReynolds.
Follow me @YourPalTim.
What else?
I think you did it all jumbled. Yeah. I think we're good.
If you go to Northeastern University, we're going to be doing a show there.
Yeah.
February 26th?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. It's only open to students, I believe, unfortunately. Mm. Students and guests, maybe, if you know somebody that goes there. But February 26th, Northeastern University. Come see.
That's in Boston, Massachusetts.
In Boston. You can come see me and Tim.
Hey, and if you're at a college and you're on like a program board or something and you want us to do a show at your school.
Yeah. Inquire within.
Yeah. Email us. CompleteGuideToEverything@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And we'll refer you to our agent.
Any final thoughts on libraries or this woman's horrible boyfriend?
I look. She told him flat out, stop doing this, and he kept doing it.
Yeah, not to get too serious, but if you're in any kind of relationship and you've told somebody multiple times not to do something. I mean, not for everything, I guess. You know, you can't be like, ugh, like, I told you not to be fat. Like, and that's not good. You can't do that. But, like, if they're stealing material and you've told them you don't like that, you don't want them to do that, that's fair, I think. Yeah. I already talked about how cold the water fountains are, right?
Yeah, the one library 30 years ago.
Now, I bet there's probably others that have cold water fountains. That's it. Go to your local library.
Yeah, they have a lot of services there.
We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.